something for the weekend. Good morning, it's Trina, and we're all obsessed with our homes, aren't we? Particularly in the last while, because we've been looking at them and they've been annoying us sometimes as well. We want to get out, and judging by the queues in the garden centres and the homeware stores, everyone is doing a bit of DIY and renovation at home. And we're kind of missing out because all these shows that are normally on in the RGS, all these lovely home shows and that, have been cancelled, obviously because of COVID-19. But Lorraine Keane has come up with an idea. Good morning, Lorraine. How are you?
Good morning, Trina. Very good. Yeah, I know. As you say, we're hanging around and looking at the four walls, and things that mightn't have bothered us in the past are starting to bother us now. And yeah, we're spending more time here. Yeah. And the company that I had set up, gosh, probably almost a year ago with my friend, I've renovated 5 houses in my lifetime. Since I was 20, I bought my first little cottage and did it up. And my pal Jennifer is the same. So we've both had a major interest in interiors and renovations, refurbishing and stuff like that, just as a hobby. Yeah. Whilst holding down the day job. And she came up with the idea of finish.ie, which is an online platform, like a directory, but more than that, more of a community for people that are both in the trade. So anything from roof tiles to floor tiles to couches and cushions and interior designers and everything else in between. That's the people that would kind of join the community, be part of finish.ie. And then for the consumer, it's for anybody, which is all of us up until the last few months, that are time poor and don't want to spend weekend after weekend like I would have done over my lifetime. But I liked doing that, traipsing around showrooms to pick out bits and pieces. So this is just, it's an online directory that kind of lets you choose where to go online first geographically and narrow down your search.
Okay.
And then, of course, all these shows, as you said, the Ideal Homes, the House, and all of those have been cancelled. So we decided to create a virtual home show.
Right. Okay. This has me intrigued, Lorraine. How is this going to work?
Jesus, Mary, and Holy Saint Joseph. I hope it does.
And it's on today, by the way. It's on in a couple of hours.
I know, I might say it's going to happen any moment now, 10 till 6 p.m. The technical people, clearly not me, have told me that it is absolutely possible. We did a run through yesterday, a kind of a rehearsal, and we did hit a few little blips, but they were small ones and we overcame them. So we're pretty confident and very prepared. I'm also hosting the center stage. So basically what we're going to create is as much to the real life experience of walking around the RDS, where you pop into this stand here or pop over there to talk to that exhibitor or hang around the center stage and see the host, i.e. me, interviewing people like Dermot Gavin and Denise O'Connor from Optimize Home and Gary Cohn, an architect, and various others throughout the day. So, you know, you're there to browse. You can buy if you want. You can have a chat. But the people that are on the stands, which actually in some ways work so much better for everybody, both the exhibitors and clients walking around, is that you can just call in and see their entire showroom, because you would call into the show. It's free, firstly, so you don't have to pay your ticket price, which is also nice. And then you decide, I'm going to call in here to bespoke sofas because I want a new furniture for the living room. And Jerry is there on his stand, and he is able to show you and just the two of you one-on-one around his showroom with the phone. So you can say to him, you know, Jerry, I'm looking for something, you know, that's velvet. This is the colour scheme that I'm thinking of, and I don't want anything classic. I want something a bit more modern. And then he can bring you to that part of his showroom and show you.
Wow.
With absolutely, obviously, no obligation to buy. So, yeah. So, I mean, now that we've all done this mad Zoom life and house party life, where I think we're more open to anything like this, and you know, we know that it can actually work.
Something for the weekend, and Lorraine Keane is on the line. We're talking all about the finished.ie virtual home show, which is on today from 10 o'clock until 6. And the whole idea, do you know the way all these home shows that we'd normally go to at the RGS, all those kind of things, have been cancelled because of COVID-19, but we still want to do up our homes and we still want to get the jobs done. I think particularly because you're looking at them and they're driving you mad being at home all this time. And also, as you mentioned Denise O'Connor there, Denise O'Connor was only talking to us there a while ago saying how people have really lived in their homes in the last while and they've realised what they need, what they don't need, and things that maybe should change, like that, you know, adding a home office to a box room that's the junk room at the moment.
Yeah, Completely, absolutely. And even a gym, you know, if you're that way inclined. And
Lorraine, come on now. We know I'm not that way inclined.
But all those Zoom classes have been amazing. Like, I am not a gym person either, although I do like going, you know, doing maybe 20 minutes of exercise. So Duco Gym suits me fine. And like, you're literally in and out. It's the only gym that I've been to for, gosh, 10, 15 years. But I would have gone to classes like Pilates and stuff like that. And, you know, I would have driven quite a distance and probably sat in traffic to get there as well, just to do the class and then head home or head to work, whatever. And I never thought that I would like the kind of Zoom virtual experience of a Pilates class. And I'm seriously loving it much more than I ever did. So, so much so that I'm actually not missing the classes, whereas I would have had excuses, you know, or purposely booked in a meeting that I'd have to miss at other times, you know.
But now I can be ringing me, please, can we do an interview?
Yeah. Now I can make a total idiot of myself, stick my leg anywhere I want, and the only person that can see me is the teacher. It's almost like a private one-on-one class. So it's amazing the things that that we've discovered during this crazy, mad new normal of ours. And yet, one of those things is, which I you know, will miss, is the live events and shows of all sorts. So yeah, Finish.ie virtual home show is, you know, we're hoping to make it as close to the real experience as it possibly can in the virtual world.
Yeah, without the stress of looking for a car spot, which did drive me bananas, I've got to admit. Now, Lorraine, you're a great woman when it comes to style, and I know that you love doing up houses. I can't believe you've done up 5. By the way, can I ask you, were you getting workmen in to do all that? Or, sorry, I mean work people, you have to be politically correct.
Yeah.
Or are you
handy
now with an L hammer yourself?
Definitely not handy with a hammer, no. But I have been known to scrape layers and layers, 7 in total on this old house, of wallpaper off with a scraper and a steamer.
Oh,
so I would
get
stuck in. I wouldn't be great at DIY. I'm much better at the kind of creative. So
the decor and
my
everything,
husband,
yeah.
Peter, yeah. Like the house that we're in at the moment might have been the easiest renovation, even though it was the biggest because it was in 8 flats. It was probably the easiest, Trina, because it's an old house. And it just needs to be brought back to its original. So it already had its bone structure.
Mm.
We just had to kind of put it back in place.
Yeah.
So I was great at, you know, the interior bit. Love that bit. But no, don't ask me to even, you know, wire a plug. Peter's a musician. I think before he met me, Trina, because I'd done 4 houses before I met him.
Yeah.
And I don't think he could have wired a plug back then either. He was so used to just playing his guitar and that was his lovely life. And then I came into it and I had him stuck in. I mean, he learned so much because we bought the house with every penny that we had and we'd no money left really to do it up. So we did it bit by bit and, you know, with people, friends who were tradespeople who, you know, gave us a great deal and Peter would work with them to kind of save money
to
and
cut
stuff
the
like
cost,
that. So,
I get you, yeah.
Oh, Jesus, it was a labor of love.
I wouldn't have the patience, I gotta say. No, couldn't do it.
I think it has to be a hobby.
I watch all these TV shows and I love them. I love the interior. And the one particular one I love at the moment, and you probably watch it too, Lorraine, is Property Brothers. They always do an amazing job. But I know then, in reality, like I'd be bored even painting one door. I'd give up after and I'd have to call someone in. So listen, Lorraine, what are the trends at the moment, do you think? What's really big? Because the greys and all that were massive for a long time. Are they still in? Or what are the kind of the trends people are going for at the moment?
Do you know, people like those kind of neutral backgrounds, you know, the greys and the kind of off-whites. I have never been into it. I just love colour. And because our climate tends to be grey a lot of the time, I couldn't have gone with that kind of neutral palette myself. I never have. I think it looks fabulous and it looks very styled, like a, you know, a show house. But my house is very much lived in, even though, you know, there are little bits that are a little bit more glamorous maybe in decor. The whole house is very, very much lived in. You know what, I think it's down to your individual taste. And I think one of the best things to do is look on any of these websites. I mean, Finished.ie, which is our one, has great advice and tips. Pinterest is fantastic for ideas, both in interiors and in fashion. And just see what appeals to you. You know what I mean? Scroll through. I know all the greys and pinks and kind of purples and lavenders are, you know, kind of big colours for kind of last season and this season. But again, those trends change. So I would say to people, again, with your clothes, I would say the exact same thing. Don't follow trends. Just buy what you like and buy what suits you and try and spend your money well. Put the money into the things that are very expensive to change. So, you know, in a renovation, we put the money into things you can't see, unfortunately, like the wiring and the plumbing and the roof tiles and the windows. The next most expensive thing after that then would be, you know, a suite of furniture. Like the couch that I'm sitting on at the moment talking to you is 25 years old. And at the time, it cost me a small fortune. And I'm so glad that I spent that money on it.
Yeah, because you're still sitting on them. Are these the cream sofas, by the way, Lorraine?
Yes.
Oh, was just I said, there's no way. I've seen the photographs of Lorraine's house in the magazines. And I said, there's no way she has cream sofas. They're somebody else's sofas. And you're like, put them in the wash.
Two dogs and two kids. The covers come off and they go into a 60 degree wash. So it's brilliant.
So now I'm thinking about getting a cream sofa. You shouldn't have said that to me.
It's 100% doable. And then, you know what, the things that don't cost that much money are the soft furnishings. So, you know, you can change your throws and your cushions and your candles and your bits and pieces, you know, your rugs without it breaking the bank. So put the money into, as I say, the things that you don't see, the important kind of structure. And then after that, then, you know, a good suite of furniture, table and chairs, those kind of things you really don't want to have to buy again, if possible.
Just even the hassle of it, getting them in and out. Good luck. Oh. Well, listen, best of luck today. It is the finished.ie virtual home show. I'm going to just spell it finished.ie. So people don't think we're talking about Finland and Finnish in that way. You wouldn't know.
Log on to register, because they do need to register to be able to come in. Free entry. Yeah.
Okay, so do that now, and then Lorraine is going to be with you from 10. Are you going to get a break at all, Lorraine?
I don't know. I think I'll be grand. A few coffees to keep me going, and then I'll celebrate, please God, tonight, Saturday night, and relax tomorrow. So excited. We've got some great guests and some fabulous exhibitors, so it is very exciting, and it is a first. It's a first in Ireland, and it actually could be a world first as well for something this big, you know, so... Trina.
No better woman, Lorraine. No better woman. Thanks so much. The best of luck, Trina. And we'll chat to you soon. This is Something for the Weekend. It is Classic Hits.